Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Maya sakta manaha partha yogam yunjanmadashraya asanshayam samagram mam yatha gyasyasi sat. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Maya sakta manaha partha yogam yunjanmadashraya asanshayam samagram mam yatha gyasyasi tashrunu. The Blessed Lord said, "Listen, O Partha, Arjuna, how with your mind attached to me and taking refuge in me and practicing yoga, you will without any doubt know me fully." Comment: Maya sakta manaha. He whose mind is attached to me alone has not to think of me, but his mind always remains absorbed in me. He is not in the least attached to the sensual pleasures of this world or the next world, and remains indifferent to comfort, name, fame, and other earthly and heavenly acquisitions. There are two means by which mind may be attached to him. One, an aspirant who from his heart depending only on God adores him, his mind by his grace is attached to him. As a servant in his master's house, even without doing any work, as the master did not allot any work for him on a day, gets payment, a devotee, with the only aim to attach his mind to him, by depending upon him, gets success in attaching his mind to him by his grace. God pervades everywhere, at all times and on all things, men and creatures, etc. And he belongs to all. So a devotee thinks that he is here, he is present at this time, he is in him and belongs to him also. By believing so, if he chants his name, his mind gets attached to him very easily during spiritual practice. Madashraya. He takes refuge in me alone, that is, and depends on me alone. It is in the nature of man that he depends on someone or the other. Being a part of God, he actually seeks God, but he, without knowing his true affinity for God, accepts his affinity for the body and the world. All the worldly things, including body, are perishable, and so they cannot satisfy him, while God is eternal, gracious, and omnipotent. So he, by accepting his affinity for him, should depend on him only and be subject to his will, because he creates even unfavorable circumstances for his welfare. Mind in God gets absorbed through love. Love develops through affinity. Dependence is sought upon the greatest and the most powerful. God is omnipotent. Therefore, an aspirant should rely on him only and remain happy in his dispensation. He needs nothing, such as an individual, an object, or any circumstance. Dependence on God in this way is Madashraya. Yogam Yunjam. An aspirant, by accepting his true affinity for God, remaining equanimous in success and failure, adores him. His performance of different activities, either spiritual or mundane, is practice of yoga. It means that he, depending on God, with his mind attached to him, accepts his union with him while discharging his duty. All his activities are according to his will. He does not act in such a way that he may suffer disunion from him. Asamshayam samagram mam. He whose mind is attached to the Lord, who depends on Him, and who has accepted His true affinity for Him, knows Him in full, without any doubt. That is, he knows that the Lord manifests Himself in the form of the Lord, Shiva, Ganesha, Surya, the sun god, and Vishnu. He is known both with form and attributes and without any form and attributes. He is also in the form of incarnations. A Jnan Yogi can know Him and realize Him, but a devotee can know Him in full and have vision of Him in the form of His favorite deity. The Lord does not stop thinking of the devotion of His devotees. Yatha gyasyasi tashrunu. By the term yatha, Lord Krishna says that He will tell him how to know Him, and by the word tat, He means that He will tell him that which He wants to know. In these words, Lord Krishna, by using the second person for Arjun, asks him to listen to Him, how he will know Him in full. In the 47th verse of the 6th chapter, in the expression, "He who worships Me, endowed with faith, is deemed by Me to be the most devout." The Lord, by using He, the third person, makes a general statement, while here in the expression, "Hear how you shall know Me," He uses the second person pointedly to address Arjun, how he will know Him fully. In the first 6 chapters, the word samagram has not been used for the Lord. So in this term signifies different forms of the Lord as well as His glory and the other divine traits, while this term in the 23rd verse of the 4th chapter in the expression, "He who works for the sake of sacrifice, the whole action is dissolved." The term whole has been used for totality of actions. An exceptional fact. 1. Lord Krishna means that a devotee will know Him in full if he, instead of having attachment for pleasures, is attached to Him. If he, instead of depending on body, family and prosperity, depends on Him, and if he has no desire of his own. 2. Real affinity for God is called yogam, and acceptance of that affinity incessantly is called yunjam. It means that an aspirant, instead of assuming his affinity for the body, mind and senses, should realize his real affinity for God. In fact, practice of yoga is not so important as renunciation of attachment for and dependence on the world. By doing so, meditation upon God will be practiced automatically and all actions will be performed without any desire for their fruit. In such a case, he will not have to practice yoga. It means that he who attaches importance to the perishable worldly things and persons, etc., cannot know the all-pervading God. If a man has links with a great man of a society, he feels exalted. Similarly, when our intimacy is aroused with God, who is our disinterested friend and well-wisher, and whose part we are, how much more exalted we must feel. In that case, unique and supreme love is aroused, and the aspirant's mind gets attached to Him, and he depends on Him quite spontaneously. Synonyms of sharanagati, surrender, ashraya, avalambam, adhinata, prapatti, and sahara are synonymous of the term surrender, refuge, yet they have different meanings. Ashrayah. We cannot live without the support of earth, In the same way, we cannot live without the support of God. This is called Ashraya. Avalambanaha. If a man's arm is broken, it is dressed and slung from the neck with a band. Thus the arm is supported with a sling while hanging from the neck. In like manner, a helpless person seeks refuge in God. This support is called Avalambana. Adhinataha. It is of two kinds. A. Someone may force us to depend on him. B. We ourselves may willingly depend on some other. Similarly, a devotee with exclusive devotion and without any selfish motive becomes an attendant upon God by regarding him as his master. This service with exclusive devotion is called adhinata. Prapatti. When a devotee, like a helpless person, offers obeisance before a great man, prostrates before God, it is called prapatti. Sahara. When a devotee, in order to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death, takes refuge in God like a drowning man who catches at a straw, it is called sahara. A devotee is said to take refuge in God when he is attached only to God and depends only on God. That is, when he fixes his mind and intellect only on God. When a man himself takes refuge in God with his mind and intellect, he possesses all the virtues of a surrendered devotee. When an aspirant resolves that his so-called mind and intellect are God's, his mind is naturally attached to him and he depends only on him. That is, he becomes Maya Sakta Manaha and Madashraya. In fact, all the worldly things are in the process of decay. Every moment, and we being eternal have no real affinity with them. So if we renounce this assumed affinity and only aim at salvation, we shall take refuge in him automatically because we are gods. Despite ever having developed disinclination for him due to our inclination for the world, as soon as this assumed affinity or inclination are renounced, our affinity or inclination for God will manifest itself, and that is axiomatic. Appendix. The devotee whose mind has been naturally attracted towards God, who has taken refuge in God, and who has accepted his axiomatic eternal union, intimate relationship with God, knows God in full. All is God. This is the integral, entire form of God. In the term Maya Sakta Manaha, there is predominance of love, devotion. And in Madashraya, this predominance of faith, belief. Samagram Mam. In this expression, the term Samagram is adjective and the term Mam, God, is the noun qualified. A devotee's affinity, instead of being with adjective, is with noun qualified, that is with God. In the expression Shraddhavan Bhajate Yo Mam, used at the end of the 6th chapter, what is the form of Mam? The Lord answers the question here. Mam is my entire form. Yatha Gyasyasi Tashrunu. I shall describe my full form in such a manner, using such a device, in such a style, that you will easily know my real form. Arjuna, in the preceding chapter, expressed his doubt. Etam me samasayam Krishna. Therefore, the Lord here declares that he will unfold to him the fact by which he will have no doubts. Sadhak Sanjeevani by Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji. Ram, Ram, Ram.